Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Aleph, Mishnah, Dalet. We listed the four different avot in the first Mishnah, the four different categories that are part of damages, which are shor, bor, mav'er, and hev'er, ox, pit, tooth, which is eating of the animal, and then fire. Will bring up one other one in this Mishnah, which is called Keren. Keren means the horn of an animal. It usually happens when an animal uses its horns to gore another animal or another person. This type of damage is very unusual, doesn't usually happen, and therefore, we didn't bring it up in the first Mishnah. Keren usually refers to a situation where the animal did it intentionally. The animal wanted to hurt something, the animal wanted to gore, and therefore it would include all intentional damage by an animal. We'll talk in this Mishnah about the difference between a tam and a mo'ad. A tam is an innocent animal where you don't expect it to do damage in a particular way. That animal has no history, and therefore the owner has no obligation to guard it in such a serious way. So if the animal did do something wrong, if it did cause damage, since the owner wasn't expected to guard it, he doesn't have to pay the full amount to the victim for the loss. Rather, he only has to pay half of the damage. A mo'ad, the animal that was warned. That's the literal translation of the word. Mo'ad means it was warned. Every animal is warned, quote-unquote, or expected to damage in its normal course of activities as eating, shen, or regel, which is walking. And a tam could become a mu'ad in terms of damages if it does something unusual three different times and the owner was warned by the bet din to make sure that it doesn't repeat it. He has to watch it carefully. At that point on, the animal is mu'ad with this type of behavior, the behavior that we no longer expected, that's not unexpected anymore. We expect the animal to repeat this type of behavior. So therefore, if it's mu'ad, the fourth time that it does that type of damage, we expect the owner to pay full price. It doesn't have that half price for the damages anymore. Hamisha tamin vehamisha mu'adin. There are five situations where an animal is a tam and five situations where an animal is a mu'ad. Habehema ena mu'edit. The animal is not mu'ad. Rather, it's tam. The first three times that it damages in the following ways, we only say that it has to pay 50% of the damages. It's part of keren, and it's unusual, and it's unexpected, and it also would be intentional. Number one, lo yigah. If the animal's not mu'ad, it's not expected to gore with its horns. Ve'lo yigof, it's not expected to push with its body. Ve'lo lishoch, nor is it expected to bite with the hope of hurting. Ve'lo lidbots, nor does it squat with the intention of breaking what it's squatting, what's under it. Ve'lo liv'ot, nor does it kick something trying to break it. All of these are unusual activities, and therefore, for the first three times, the animal is not expected to do it, and therefore, it only has to pay 50% of the damages. But this is only if it's done with the intent of hurting, and it's not being done as part of shin or regel. What I mean by that is, if the animal is biting, but the intention of the biting, the damage that it does by biting, is trying to eat something, that's not trying to damage, rather that would be part of the av of shen. If the animal's trying to sit on something, or if it's trying to, or if it kicks, but it happens while it's moving or walking, that would be part of regel. What we're talking about, whenever it's part of keren, it has to be done in an intentional way to hurt, and also has to be done in an unusual thing. It's not expected. Now we'll talk about five situations where an animal is always mu'ad, and therefore you expect the person who was responsible for that animal to pay the full damage even the first time. There's no fourth time. On the first time right away, animal is mu'ad, and therefore he has to pay for the full damages. Hashen mu'edet le'echol tara'uila. If an animal causes damage through shen, through eating, that animal is expected, it's mu'ad to do that. And it's normal for an animal to eat food when it's outside. So therefore, it's considered to be a mu'ad case. We'll keep mentioning that it has to pay full nezek at that point. והרגל מועדת לשבת בדרך הילוכה. And when there's damage through walking, regel, the animal is mu'ad from the beginning. It's normal for an animal to break things while it's walking, and therefore, full nezek. Veshor ha-mu'ad, an ox that is warned and three times damaged through keren, damaged intentionally, after that third time, now, at that fourth time, it has to pay full nezek. Veshor ha-mazik b'rishut ha-nizak, or a animal that does keren damage, and even though we said at the start of this Mishnah, the first three times keren damage, which is intentional, unusual type of damage by an animal, the first three times, there's only half nezek, but here, if it happened, birshut hanizak, in the property of the victim, the ox went on the victim's property and did something to an animal over there. At that point in time, since it was on his property, he is considered to be Mu'ad veha'adam, and a person is Mu'ad even from the start, right away. If he does anything wrong, he has to pay for his damages. We have no tolerance for that. If somebody damages with their body, or with they shoot something, or with a hand or a foot, then they are obligated to pay the full nezek. Now we'll talk about animals that are aggressive, and therefore it's the responsibility of their owner to guard them properly. Ha'ze'ev veha'ari, a wolf or a lion, v'hadov, a bear, v'hanamer, a leopard, v'habardelas, a hyena, v'hanahash, a snake. Hare elu mu'adin. These animals are mu'adin, and even in terms of keren damage, intentional damage that they do, it's normal for these animals to attack, and therefore, even the first time, they have to pay nezek shalem, the full damage that they cause. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Bizman Shehen Benetarbut, Enan Mu'adin. Says Rabbi Eliezer, I disagree with you, Tanakama. Tanakama says, no matter what, if they're wild, if they're domesticated, those animals are suspected of causing deliberate attacks and damage, and therefore, it's always the responsibility of their owner. Says Rabbi Eliezer, when they're domesticated, and they're living in people's homes, for example, as pets, at that point in time, we should presume that they're tame, and therefore they take on the status of a regular animal, and for the first three times, they're tam, and only the fourth time, they become mu'ad. So if they damage the first three times when they're domesticated, they would be chatzi nezek, not nezek shalem. They don't have to pay half price. V'hanahash mu'ad le'olam. But even Rabbi Eliezer would agree that a nahash, even if it was domesticated and being raised in a home, is mu'ad le'olam, because a snake can never be tamed. Now, what's the difference? We've been referencing it the whole Mishnah. What's the difference between tam and mu'ad in terms of payment? Ma ben tam le mu'ad. What's the difference between tam and mu'ad? Ela, she'atam mishalem hatzi nezek migufo. The difference is a tam damage, one that's unexpected, is the owner pays the half damage of what he causes, and the damage is paid megufo. The owner has to give the damaging animal, he only has to give the damaging animal as payment. If that animal's value is worth less than the chatzi nezek that it caused, he doesn't have to pay the difference, he just has to hand over that animal itself, or the value of that animal itself. If that animal dies or becomes lost, then the damager does not have to pay anything. An example of this would be, let's say, a person had an ox, and that ox caused 100 zuz of damage, and they went to evaluate that ox, and it was only worth 40 zuz. So the owner is only obligated to hand over that ox, which was worth 40 zuz, even though it doesn't reach the 50 zuz, which would be hatzi nezek, since it wasn't worth half. You only have to pay that 40 zuz. U'mu'ad meshalem nezek shalem min ha'aliyah. But when dealing with a mu'ad damage, one that's expected, the owner pays full price, the full damage. We don't care how much the damage was. He has to pay the full worth of what he caused. And he pays min ha'aliyah. He pays from land. He must pay from the best land that he has.